It's time to find out about the brand new Dalyman Park Stadium and be joined on the line by Bowes director Daniel Lambert. Daniel, welcome to the Off the Ball League of Ireland podcast. Thanks for joining me. How are you?
Good, Jamie, good.
I suppose, firstly, Daniel, for those listening who are unaware of the full plans for this new Dalyman, it looks fantastic. Tell us what it's going to be like when it's done in around 3 or 4 years' time.
Yeah, look, it's going to be great. Basically, you saw some images there, I assume, that they're online for people. It's going to be a 6,000-seater, four-sided UEFA Category 3 stadium. It's going to have a large element of community use, which we were pushing for quite a lot as well. It's going to have a hybrid pitch, with the same pitch that's in Wembley. It's going to be a fantastic ground. We're still looking at putting in safe standing behind the goals. That's not decided yet. And yeah, we're really happy with it.
Now, Dan, one of the interesting things about this, and the most iconic part, or one of the most iconic parts of Dalyman Park, are the old floodlights, which I know were bought, I think, from Arsenal like years and years ago. Will you tell me the story behind them and if they're going to be staying with the new ground?
No, they won't. The summary, that's a kind of an urban legend by Arsenal. As far as I know, the floodlights didn't come from Arsenal, but basically some of the running gear, the background running gear in terms of fuse boards and switches did. We played Arsenal a friendly in 1962. I think that it was the opening game under lights, and that's where they came from. They won't say the floodlights, the ground orientation has changed, and they're uneconomical. They're based on a very old system. I think that they're, you know, as everyone knows, they're a fair hike. So the new ground will have those style of floodlights, but they'll be more of a modern type. I think more of the likes of what you see out in there. In Tala, that kind of style. So we'll lose them, unfortunately. It'll be sad to see them go, but it's part of the change.
Yeah, Dan, now you mentioned there about the floodlights, and I'm just looking at the graphic for the stadium itself. And, you know, you mentioned about the possibility of safe standing. There'll be two main stands on the sides. Also, spectators will be able to watch from behind both goals. And that'll be something, you know, very, very new to Dalyman. Certainly in recent times, you've only been able to use the main stand and the stand behind the goal because of safety issues. And even your recent FAI Cup semi-final replay, and, you know, the match against Cork, the first leg, should I say, you'd have probably sold 6,000 tickets to that if you could have seeded them. So it'll be great when the big games do come to Dalyman that you'll be able to cater for more football fans in Dublin.
Yeah, totally. And look, we're really happy with 6,000 capacity. You know, there was talk, it didn't come from ourselves. I'm not sure where it came from originally of a capacity of 8 or 10,000, but 6 is a really good number. 6 allows us to sell out games. Selling out games creates its own demand, and we've seen that this year when you're selling out games pretty regularly. We've sold out 2 Shamrock Rovers games, the Cork game. We've come close another couple of times, and I think we'll sell out next Friday against Dundalk. And that kind of creates its own demand, and people then, you know, coming up to a game afterwards, they think, geez, I mightn't get a ticket this time, I'll buy one online early. And that's something that we've seen. So capacity-wise, and having four sides, it's much better for atmosphere. There's also 4 covered ends, so it's a proper four-sided ground. And we've looked at analysis that was done by a couple of companies around Europe, and it's shown that four-sided grounds actually maintain. You normally see about a 43% attendance increase in a new stadium. That's the European average. And you're more likely to keep that increase with a four-sided ground simply because the atmosphere is better. So they're 2 things we're very pleased with.
Okay, nice. And, you know, again, the images are fantastic with, you know, areas for the community, areas for the football teams and local schools and stuff as well. Who exactly has come up with the plan for the stadium in terms of design? Like, how involved have Bowes and Shells been in what the stadium will look like, will feel like, and the colours, and the fact that, for example, even the seats will say, you know, Shelburne Bowes, for example, which is an interesting concept, but of course it is the home for both teams.
Well, there's one thing to highlight there. The first part is that ourselves and Charles have been very involved in the process to date. A group was set up in October 2016, which is a steering group, representatives from ourselves, Bohemian Power, ourselves, Shelburne, the FAI, and Dublin City Council, and we've worked through what our main kind of objectives were, you know, as individual clubs, what the FAI, you know, wanted to see happen in terms of toast and future underage games there, perhaps women's games. But the drawings that you see today, they aren't complete architectural drawings. They were done by a company called Renbridge in the UK. That's a full-scale feasibility and appraisal of the stadium. That's needed for government funding. The final design will go to tender in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, the architectural firm who did that won't necessarily be doing the actual finished structure. So, you know, on the macro level, everything is correct in terms of four sides, comfort, capacity. But the visual images that you see there, they aren't accurate representations of the finished article. They may be very similar, but they aren't actually the architectural firm who will do the final design necessarily.
Okay, nice. And you mentioned it's going to be a hybrid pitch. So can you explain what that is? Because I know the new Brandywell Stadium is fully Astro. Oriel Park in Dundalk, since they got their pitch relayed, is fully Astro. And all of their academy teams can train there. Schools can train there and play there. And there's no danger, you know, if yourself and Shells are playing every weekend effectively, there's no danger of the bad weather ruining the pitch. So why not Astro? And what will this kind of hybrid pitch actually be like?
Yeah, hybrid pitch is kind of what it says on the tin. It's a mix between a synthetic surface and a grass surface. As I mentioned, I think it's called a Deco Grassmaster. It's mentioned in the report. It's the same pitch that's in Wembley. The Aviva Stadium's a hybrid pitch, so is Croke Park. And basically what these pitches do is they've got a network of fibres that are kind of hexagonal shape, and they're laid for grass then grown between the fibres, and the real grass bonds in with it. So what you've got is a pitch that can't cut up, has elements of grass and synthetic fibres. And one of the big pluses, I think, in fairness for the council in putting this in, is it allows higher usage than a grass pitch, but it's also more versatile than a fully synthetic. On a fully synthetic pitch, for instance, you can't run a concert. So if you think of Croke Park, if that was a fully synthetic pitch and you put a concert on it, the fibres are broken, it damages the pitch. So a hybrid pitch allows really, you know, excellent service for football and allows other uses, for example, a concert, so that can take place.
Ah, very interesting. They say you learn something new every day, and I never knew you couldn't hold a concert on an astral pitch. So I've learned something new, which is very nice. Last two questions, Dan. The stadium was opened on the 7th of September 1901. I know Bowes will play there for the rest of 2018 and also 2019 before, I think it's 2020 and 21, in a ground share at Tolka with Shells, and then both clubs back in 2022. I'm sure there's going to be some big plans next year for Bowes last year at the old stadium as such, and it will be a sad day when the gates do close and the Bulldozers come in, even though there's a great thing coming in a couple of years.
It will. Look, we've said this to people, like, the reality for almost all Bowes fans and members and myself is that it'll be extremely sad when you see the floodlights come down. I think there'll be a lot of emotional people. It will be a sad day, but, you know, you have to progress as a club. You have to continually improve and try and move forward. And this stadium is part of that. We'll all miss the old Elliott. I was joking with some members tonight at the meeting that we had, and we said that, you know, knowing Bowes fans, I think when we all go in, we'll be delighted. But a couple of weeks in, you'll have people saying, I miss the old place.
Of course. And as we said, you'll spend a couple of years in Tolka before coming back to Daly Mount as well. And, you know, that has been an issue. You know, some Shells fans not overly happy, and they're clearly in for the long haul with this as well. So you guys will have to go to share with them in their place, and then both back to Daly Mount as well. The people behind the scenes in both clubs have worked very closely together, but it's more so the Shells fans who are a little bit apprehensive about leaving Tolka. But once they see the new place built and they're in it for the first time, I'm sure they'll change their tune. It's done all over the world. Milan, you know, in America, in the MLS, you know, even different sports teams, as in rugby or, you know, American football and soccer, share ground. So it'll be great once it's done for everyone, hopefully.
Yeah, it will. And look, I think, you know, obviously, you know, my priority at all times here and the board of Bohemians is Bohemians. So, the opinions of Shells fans isn't under my remit. It's not something I could share myself with. But I would say that new stadium won't bear any resemblance to the old stadium, unfortunately. You know, so if you think of the old Lansdowne Road and the new Aviva, it's a wholesale change. A 90-degree turn of the pitch, every single item on it will be demolished. So, you know, I think that's an easier thing to come back into. It won't feel like you're coming back into the old element, because it won't be the old element. And the other thing to consider is, you know, as clubs, we've worked very hard to increase our attendances, and we'll continue to do so. But when you think of the catchment area of North Dublin and the attendances that ourselves and Shells get, there's plenty of fans to be gained and plenty of fans to be brought into the league. And I think that both ourselves and Shelburne can really progress in the stadium, you know.
Great stuff. That's Bowes director Daniel Lambert telling us about the new Daly Mount Park having just left a meeting earlier on as well about with the Bowes members and stuff. And Dan, finally, all the Bowes fans and members, I'm sure at that meeting, had some questions but are happy with the plans and happy with the prospect of a new place to call home.
Absolutely, they are. Like as I said there, like, people will miss the old ground, that's for sure. They're happy. We've communicated with the members at all times. We've brought them with us. We are a members' own club. We're fully transparent and democratic. So at all times, we've updated people. We've told them where we're at. We've told them what we're trying to do, what our aims are. And they've bought into the process. And I think that overall, everyone's pretty happy.
Dan, thanks a million. Speak to you soon.
Cheers. No worries. Thanks for having me.